You know you're kind of a big deal, right?
Bitch, yes I do. That's because I consider fisting first base. But you do know you're kind of a big deal too.
Well, that's because I respect the process. Duh.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
This is Kind of a Big Deal podcast with Terry Miller and Douglas Parks.
Yo, people.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey,
derby, derby, derby.
So we have a guest today on Kind of a Big Deal podcast. We have Kyla Gibbs from Tackled.
Say, hi.
There she is. So we are here to have some fun during our stay-at-home order from our governor. Governor Tom Wolf has put York County and Lancaster County in the stay-at-home order. So we are trying to abide by that while everybody else breaks the law.
Not everybody. There's a lot of people abiding by it. There's just some that are being dicks. But you are what you eat, right?
True. Accurate. So, Kyla, how has your weekend been so far?
It's been pretty well. I mean, tiring, honestly. Just staying home and then just going straight to work and back home. I mean, I'm used to that anyway, but for some reason, I think this whole thing just makes it more tiring.
Yeah, and it's mentally draining, in all honesty. I think that was my biggest thing this week with work, my other job, with Mom-Pa. By the time I got to my weekend work at Mom-Pa, I was so mentally drained from my other job that I didn't know how to cope with it. And
yeah, you did have a really hard time.
Yeah, I had a personal meltdown last night.
Sorry, I thought it was hilarious, but
and I mean, in all honesty, though, when you're working two jobs, that's already kind of tense itself, and then when you add something like this into it, where you're doing extra work and you're trying everything you can to help out, and then this happens, it does throw a wrench into your plans, so to speak.
And when other people are in a bad mood at work, and it just really tenses you up.
Yeah, it does. And it really screws with your head as well, because you're already mentally drained. Then you're becoming physically drained, and then people are screwing off or whatever, and then you gotta think about that too. So it really does put a little bit of a toll on you. So
I'm glad I know what we're talking about in this situation from last night, because it really bothered me.
What really bothered you?
Remember when, you know, who left for, like, forever, and we were, like, really busy, and our boss was like, oh my god, where is he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and just that, and that just added to it, to be honest. Like, and he does that a lot, and it's getting to be very, very annoying.
I think it's because, like, with day shift, since it's slower, we can, like, take breaks and stuff. And then he, like, does it at a wrong time. And it's, like, it's night shift now. Like, we cannot do that.
Yeah, like, I agree.
It's a complete different, like, it's a 180.
Yeah, and I agree with that. He is not able to differentiate night shift from day shift, and I think that's the most agitating part of it, is when somebody is in there, and night shift is completely different than day shift, and I completely get that. I've worked both of them. I understand that. However, you have to put yourself in night shift mode when you're working night shift, because it usually is busier during night shift. And I understand it gets busy during the day, but with prep and with orders, but you also do have a little bit more leeway during the day than you do at night. And plus the bosses are there at night, so they're watching every little thing you do. So that makes it a little bit more stressful, but
it does tense, add some tense.
And then the thing that was annoying was that he disappeared when he was doing dishes, and then when he came back out, he's like, "Oh, I don't feel good." And then Brad's like,
"Oh, he did it again." Then after I left.
Oh, last night.
Yeah,
he was on dishes and he disappeared again, and then he came out and he told Brad, "I don't feel good," and Brad said, "Well, then go home."
He did tell me that he went home because he didn't feel good.
Yeah, and I mean, how many times are you going to use that excuse? You were just off all week long. And then tonight, he's supposed to leave at 8, and Brad sends him home early because we're not busy, and then he gets upset because Brad's sending him home early. Like, brah, you should have stayed last night.
That's why I made that remark. I was like, well then, can I leave? Like, shit.
Yeah. Like, he does that all the time, though. And then if Brad sends you home and not him home, then it's a big deal. So it's just annoying. So that just added on top of everything.
In all honesty, they sent him the high pay. Not trying to flex, but sorry. That was rude of me. But
I didn't actually hear what you said. You kind of crackled there for a second.
Oh, well, I was just saying, like, usually they send home people, like, the shift leaders home first. If there's, like, more shift, like, if there's a couple shift leaders, send one home and stuff. That's usually how it usually goes.
Yeah. And I mean, I understand why Brad sent him home tonight, because he was supposed to go home at 8 and he sent him home at 7. So, like, it's not that huge of a fucking deal, but, you know, he makes everything a big deal.
Yeah, and then he'll complain about it, like, oh, like, I needed the money, blah, blah, blah. Like, I need these hours. Trying to pick up hours. Like, he does good, like, when he does that and stuff. Like, he is a good worker, but then sometimes he slacks off.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe after all this crap, he'll pick back up again.
Yeah, maybe. Alright, so let's switch topics here from Mom-Pa to some topics that Doug is going to bring up. Go ahead, Douglas.
Oh, I forgot about Doug.
Yeah, I think everybody has. I'm forgot about at work.
I'm sorry,
glad
Doug.
I'm not forgotten about at home. No, I'm
good. You're my heart, my soul.
Alright. If you pay someone to kill you, is it murder or suicide?
Assisted suicide.
You only get two choices. Is it murder or suicide?
Well, suicide, because it's assisted suicide.
What if normal people are colorblind, while colorblind people see the real colors?
My stepdad's colorblind in pastel colors.
Wow. That's a mind fuck.
Holy shit. What the
No, it's a mind fuck. Think about that. If normal people were colorblind and colorblind people could see like normal people, that would completely reverse how you've been seeing your whole entire life. So therefore, you would see
you're
completely
not
different.
Really.
Yeah, they're saying, what if colorblind people are seeing the real color? So basically, everybody who is not colorblind, their vision's messed up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's almost like the thing I tell people, if the cool thing or the normal thing to do be is gay, then all the straight people would be the ones being humiliated and marched upon and fighting to have love who they love. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've seen a video actually where they did that, where they reversed it, where they made the world, this world where gay and lesbian and everybody that's viewed as different was normal, and everybody that was viewed as normal was actually completely different. And like this one girl, in the video, she was like afraid to tell her parents that she was straight. And yeah, like it went through this whole thing, and it was just like at the end of it, it said about not judging people, and you know, people are who they are and embrace who they are. Don't try to make them be somebody that they're not. So it was really interesting. It was very eye-opening too. But I mean, only open-minded people would actually get it.
Wait, so you're saying that if it's a world full of gays instead of straights, all these, like, they're adopting all these people? Like, how are we populating the country here?
Well, there's many different options to repopulate when you're gay, because lesbians could get sperm donors.
Well, yeah, but some people don't want to pay that amount of money.
Yeah. It. But there's also a turkey baster option.
I said that one time.
She did. So I asked her, I was like, "You want to be my surrogate?" And she's like, "Yeah, sure." She's like, "So are we doing this like natural, or are we doing this with like a turkey baster?"
And I'm like, "In all honesty, I really don't want to do it with you."
That would be the weirdest sex ever. In all honesty.
Yeah. What if the comet that killed the dinosaurs was a UFO and we are the aliens?
Wait, what?
Scientists said that it was a UFOs. That there's some scientists that believe UFOs killed aliens. If it was killed by aliens or UFOs, what you if mean, it was us that was the UFOs, and when we crashed into the Earth, it messed up our memories and we didn't know who what we were?
You mean UFOs killed dinosaurs?
Yeah.
And into UFOs was us, and when we crashed into the Earth,
yeah,
it messed up our memories. So now we are actually the aliens, and
we're walking around with amnesia. What if one day we wake up and realize what we really are?
And we killed off the dinosaurs, like Cylons. The English settlers killed off the Native Americans. And that's why chickens are still around. Because it was the only dinosaur that survived.
Yeah, what the...
What if it... Well, yeah, what if... what if it was a giant ark full of animals?
That's what the UFO was?
Yeah, it was an ark.
I feel high and I haven't even smoked weed.
So we've been eating chicken dinosaurs our whole life?
Actually, chicken is the closest thing still alive that is related to the Tyrannosaurus Rex. So, yes, we have been eating dinosaurs our whole entire lives. Mind blown.
Oh, my God. Back to when my brother said that I was born in a dinosaur egg. That makes me a freaking cannibal.
That makes me a cannibal. Wow. That's intense. I mean, my mind is literally blown right now. You got any more?
Yeah, what if NASA invented thunderstorms to cover up the sound of space battling? What?
I mean, why wouldn't that be like a televised event, though? I mean, like, I feel like the humans could make money off of that. You know what I mean? Like on the drones in outer space, they could have cameras on them that film the battles, the space battling.
Yeah.
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 Like, the humans are always trying to make a dollar. That's like some Star Wars shit right there. But thunder doesn't sound like guns. It's not like pew pew. It's like roll, 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 or whatever it does. Crash, crash, boom, boom, bang, bang.
Yeah.
Maybe it's when it's like big booms, it's like,
all right, hop down.
The cannons going off.
Yeah. Like all the thunder is like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that, but I still think we would probably put cameras on our drones to make, or our satellites to make it into a sport. Definitely. I could see SS actually sending astronauts up to do it. Just because everybody's always trying to make a dollar. I'm surprised the Russians haven't done it yet.
Are you all right, Kyla?
Yeah, I'm good.
She's just chilling.
This is a good one. What if lamps suck darkness instead of producing light? I mean, we've always just figured you turn a lamp on, the light shines. But what if it's the darkness fucking escaping, revealing what's left behind?
Wow. Wow.
Like, that's like dope as shit. Like, because you always see the light shining, but what if it's because the darkness is flying into the light bulb? Oh my god, a black hole, let's go!
Oh, that's a good point. It's absorbing the darkness.
Yeah. I wish I had something like that. There's some darkness in my life that I would like to be absorbed. You know?
Me?
No.
Oh.
My job.
Oh. Terry, why would you be his darkness?
I don't know. I just thought he was trying to make a joke. He makes jokes a lot.
Yeah, I do make jokes a lot. There's something that I don't joke about, and that is Kitty Puss's breath. Like, I'm sorry, Kitty Puss, I gotta get you to the vet, because you need that shot for your mouth, because, ugh.
His breath is stank. All right, so another one?
It smells like a deep-fried, garlic-filled bullfrog.
The cat's breath. Yeah. That wasn't one of them.
What if we really could breathe in space, but the government doesn't want us to know that?
Oh. What if we really could breathe in space, but the government doesn't want us to know that? These kind of feel like conspiracy theories.
Maybe there's something out there they don't want us to know about.
There might be. Or definitely might be.
And maybe there actually is other life out there.
Now, have you proven this?
I don't know. I'm just saying something.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not completely sure if this is proven to be accurate, but I can't agree with Kyla. I think there's more life out there than what they're saying.
I definitely believe it. There's no way, like, if you look at this creation, whether you believe in God, whether you believe in the Big Bang, me personally, I think the Big Bang was just God hitting the reset button because things got so fucked up. Let's just start all over. Let's shut this computer down and restart it. So
that's
it's
a
like
good way to put it.
Yeah, like whatever it is. Like I believe in God and all that stuff, but I'm not a religious person. I don't judge people. I don't tell them how they should be living their life. I really truly believe that it is none of my business what anybody else says or does. It's only my business what I say and do. You know, and it's none of their motherfucking business what I say and do. So fuck off. You know, leave me alone. Stop being so sensitive and fucking worrying about every little thing and giving two shits about somebody else's attitude all the time, because I do it. My boss be acting like a dick lately, and I let it bother me. It'll ruin my whole day at work just because he's fucking, he can't, he's bipolar and he won't take medicine for it. You know, like, go fucking get your shit straight, man. Like, be a responsible adult. But it shouldn't ruin my whole day.
Yeah.
But it does. I got off topic because I'm stoned, but I really... It's a reset button.
I mean, me and Terry feel that. We try not to let other people's attitudes affect our work. We try to calm each other down.
Yeah, sometimes it's a hard task to calm each other down. But we got each other's backs.
Sometimes I like to joke too much, cause, and you're still angry.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Why is it that a fine is a tax for doing something bad, while a tax is a fine for doing something good?
Wow. That's intense. Facts, though.
Yeah. Just random bullshit.
I mean, I get it, though. I completely get it. Gosh, you got my mind, like, all, like, weird now. Anyways, moving right along.
What if this life is all just one big reality TV show that the aliens or higher-ups are controlling and directing just to examine certain outcomes? What if they sometimes set our allowance on free will only to observe what makes what might take place?
So, like, different events is, like, different episodes.
So we're just
them,
a, we're just
like
a TV program.
Channels.
Yeah. We're just a TV show.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And they're watching us like we watch Jersey Shore.
But yet, I'm not famous and have money.
That's the best part about it. They get to laugh at you because you a broke bitch.
We're two broke girls.
Yes, queen.
Honestly, I love that show, so... I'm cool with it.
You know, I was thinking about something the other day on the way home. Like, every night I'm out, I see my fox. What if it's the same fox? I mean, I've traveled all over. Like, what if he's the same fox and he always follows me? You know, or how many times have I seen a wild bird and it was the same wild bird as the day before? Like, because birds can fly wherever the fuck they want.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? But that fox is, every night I go out, I see that fox. And it's always in different spots all over. I see my fox. I take that as a sign that I'm where I'm supposed to be in life. If I go a couple of days and I don't see him, I back the fuck up. Back the fuck up. Back the fuck up.
And that's when he breaks up with me. And then I have to cry on Kyla's shoulder. I'm already tearing up. I'm such an asshole.
You should let that cut under your nose heal.
No, shut up. It's my cut underneath my nose, and I do not want it to heal. You asshole. So, moving along, just so every listener knows, it's literally 11:30 at night, and we are recording a podcast.
Yeah.
This is kind of intense.
On the Saturday night.
Because we're hiding out from the coronas.
Yeah, we're hiding from the coronas. The coroners. I'm going to put a little Jersey spin on it. The coroners.
Okay, so today, my mom texted me. I was downstairs, like here, you know, in my basement.
Yeah.
I get a text from her. And she... Okay, let's just mind you. I was smoking. And she texts me and is like, why are you coughing? So I just text back and I'm just like, I don't know, maybe I caught the Rona.
She probably didn't like that.
How did she react to that?
She said, you never know. Roma's shut down. Or is your work closed? I was like, nah, I don't know. We still have work.
They ain't shutting down.
Yeah, we're never shutting down.
They are not going to shut down at all. Like,
listen, Mom and Pa can defeat the beer flu.
I just, like, everybody keeps asking me that too. Like, is your work shutting down? No, they ain't shutting down.
No, it's really annoying every day picking up the phone. Oh, I was just calling to see if you guys were doing carry out or delivery still, if you guys were open. Listen, we ain't closing. There ain't no way.
We are not closing until somebody tells us we have to close.
Yes.
Like, that's how it goes.
And even still, they're going to find some way. Because I know the greedy motherfucker type. I know who they are. I never met them. I can't judge. But I know. I've worked for people like this, too. They will find a way, even after they're being forced to close down, to still sell pizzas and subs and hamburgers.
Yeah.
They'll find a way.
They will still find a way to do it.
I mean, I'm talking like a massive potato gun where they could just shoot the food at people's house and they got to catch it or something. They're going to sell something.
They'll have to like do it for like free or something, like as like a special.
They'll have to dig tunnels all throughout Pennsylvania.
Like lunchtime or something.
Yeah.
Kind of like what Delta Pizza's doing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just glad that at least I still have my jobs at this point. So there's a lot of people out of work.
Me too. I'm glad I'm an essential. It's tiring, but like, and getting less hours lately, but I'm glad I didn't have to like file for unemployment yet. Knock on wood or whatever.
Like, is that your main job or your part-time job?
That's my main job so far. Like, I'm still like applying and trying to hear back from other places.
Yeah, and right now that's going to be hard.
And I guess it's like, it's hard right now with this stuff going on, so.
Yeah.
It's not the right time to find a new job.
No, it is not. A lot of places are closed, and
the time I was trying to get my shit together.
The whole world just dropped the coroners on you.
Yep. Maybe it was a sign. Maybe the world is going to end. Who knows?
I don't think it's going to end.
Nah.
I mean, if the world's ending, it's going to be very, very fucking miserable.
You know, I don't think I could handle Snoop Dogg's weed. That's got to be some good weed. Like, it's got to be some strong shit.
You can't even handle the shit you smoke now.
Right, I bet you can't even handle the shit that I have.
I'm sorry. Elvis Duran smokes. I'm a smoke.
Elvis Duran smokes.
Yeah. He talks about it on his podcast all the time.
He talks about it all the time.
I love Elvis. I want to hang out with him and his husband sometime. I mean, I go up there and hang out and smoke some weed together and just shoot the shit.
More power to somebody that wants to roll blunt and smoke it. I do not have any problems with it. I'm a millennial. So, I mean, weed is the free drug because it's natural.
I'm a Gen Z.
Because our parents wanted it legalized. And they're like, fucking legalize it. We had the really good movies out back then, like Cheech and Chong, Up in Smoke, and all them good ones. You know?
How
like,
High?
Yeah, like all that shit. Like, people were wanting it to be legal, and they were smoking it all the time. They were sneaking
it. Yeah. Hell yeah. Hippies have always been around. You know?
There's like been tons of all the kids I went to high school with, when we go hang out, their parents smoked. And we would sneak into their shit, or they would share it with us. They didn't care. They weren't uptight like my parents, you know.
I have no problem with smoking. I actually wish I could smoke, but I can't because of my job.
Yeah.
I mean.
Right, I only got to smoke with you one time.
Yeah.
Kyla, you could smoke with me anytime. After the coronas. Yeah. After the coronas is over.
Yeah. After
coronas
got
pack up and leave. And once their little bitch asses are gone, we go get fucked up. Oh, fucked up. Like.
Well, next Sunday, I'm going to have to come over there regardless to do the podcast.
Come over.
The other podcast.
Come over here.
Well, wasn't that the plan?
Yeah, but if this is still going on and the stay-at-home order is still going on.
I forgot.
I mean, I think that we
should
just
do it on FaceTime like we're doing now.
Yeah, because I mean, and it's not going to be a problem because you guys all have iPhones, so
luckily.
Yeah, all
full off, I guess.
Yeah, all of our kind of a big deal listeners.
Me and Liz were a little late getting iPhones.
Yeah. All of our kind of a big deal listeners, check out Tackled. It's a podcast with Kyla, Liz, and Alex. And it's all girl. And that's it.
Well, and Terry and Doug, but like, y'all never want to talk.
Yeah, because we like to let you guys do your own thing. So, any other topics that you would like to bring up, Douglas?
I don't know. We could do topics all night long. I don't care.
We could do topics all night long. He don't care.
All night long. All night.
Hi.
Here's the topic. I love my iPhone. Okay. I only have one issue with iPhone.
Why?
Their fucking products are way too fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Like, come on, people. Bring the fucking prices down. That's like, it's an exorbitant amount. I do realize we're paying for the future technology that's going to keep coming to us.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Anyway. It's a fucking mega million making corporation. It has us so swooned and focused on something else so that we're not paying attention to what's really going on in the world. And you know what? That's okay. I want y'all to make an Apple fucking dildo. That's what you want to make.
Oh.
I want an Apple dildo that links up to porn on your TV. So whenever you're fucking yourself with this dildo, it gives off the same vibrations as if you were really having sex on the porn.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Doug.
Google, like, come on, motherfuckers. Give us something we really need.
Pornhub's already.
Yeah, you want our attention on something, make that. Make an eye mechanical bull. Or an eye bicycle with a dildo in a seat. Give me the eye bike. Apple's like, we're not going to sponsor them.
Oh my gosh, I would laugh so hard if Apple, we got Apple as a sponsor.
Yeah, like, let's go ahead and sponsor their little crackhead's ass.
Linked up together.
I got all kinds of ideas. Y'all contact me. We'll talk.
Pornhub, now an Apple Incorporated company. So why exactly did Apple buy Pornhub? Apple bought Pornhub to release their brand new iDill Dough. While you watch YouPorn, you could get the same sensation that's on the television screen. Oh, and also they have a brand new YouPorn app for the Apple TV.
And then they have like accessories be like eye strap on.
Get this limited edition leather strap to turn your eye dildo into a strap on.
Turn your eye dildo into an ideal day.
Oh, wow. You're making me cough. They're going to think I got the coronas.
I really can't wait for all this corona bullshit.
Or be like the ICU anal beads.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah, how come anal beads don't vibrate? Or do they?
Oh.
I'm sure they don't. They have. I mean, you can still stuck your dildo in there. I mean, and
vibrate. I don't know. Like, I just think it's like become a weird obsession what people are doing to their assholes these days. But they're not dealing with the real asshole. They're not dealing with the asshole that's carrying that asshole around. My biggest problem is some of the assholes that these assholes are attached to. We need to deal with the real fucking asshole.
What assholes have you been looking at, Doug?
Hey, I've had some assholes. I could sit and talk about them, but honestly, they're not worth my time.
Oh,
there's a few that I'm still friends with and I'm really close to this day, but the ones that I'm not can suck puppy shit. I really don't care.
So I want to share something with you, Kyla, and listeners.
Oh.
I was texting Doug tonight, and he texted me, "Do you know what's not fair? You slept through me being at work, didn't even miss me, but you gonna leave my ass sitting here, not only with a lot of work to do, but to have to fucking miss you, because I'm awake. It just ain't right. I'm just saying." I said, "I know, I need to work on being a better boyfriend." He says, "So far, you are the best I have ever had, so I'm not complaining." Oh, that put on my heartstrings.
Oh, God.
I'm actually crying. Holy shit. That was so sweet.
That was sweet.
You got to tell them what they want to hear.
That warms my heart. You dick.
Oh,
she seriously did cry.
Yeah, I really
I'm
did.
Just messing with you. I was like, I love him.
I ain't no weak bitch.
But that was sweet. That had a lot of meaning to it. I read that tonight at work and I was like, don't show tears.
Oh, gosh.
Don't show tears.
I've only met one person you work with.
I couldn't even say it was gross.
You've only ever met one person I work with?
Yeah. She's right here on the podcast with us.
Because she's the only one that matters.
All right. That's all I need to know.
The rest of them are weirdos.
Yeah.
Well, except for Brittany. You may meet Brittany eventually. But,
yeah, I tried to have her come that one night, and she was like, no.
No.
She was like, I don't think so.
You know Manny that was at Stacy's house?
Yeah.
That's her boyfriend. Mm. So.
Speaking of that, have you tried those crispy taco-flavored Lay's potato chips, the new ones?
I have.
They're fucking delicious.
They're delicious.
What? It's this new flavor by Lay's, yeah. They got Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle, but we ain't cracked into that bag yet. It's still sitting over there. It was trying to call my name earlier, and I'm like, look, I'm not ready for you right now. I have not prepared myself to have you in my life at this moment. So just sit over there on your little shelf and mind your bed now and look cute. That's all you got to do. When I'm ready.
Now I'm mad because I can't go out and get food.
Ah. Oh.
And I shouldn't be spending money anyway. Ooh, my mom made cake, though.
Ooh, cake.
Yeah, I saw a recipe for banana bread brownies. I kind of want to try that. It looks so good. Like, oh my God, the picture looks so good.
I want to try it. Make it now. Gluten-free. Please.
I don't have the ingredients.
Make it up off the top of your head. You do that with anything else.
But I still need the ingredients.
Oh, I even made pudding earlier. Oh my God. Now I'm hungry.
Well, I do have banana cream pie flavoring from work.
Oh,
to replace the bananas that I have a lack of.
True. Then what happened to all your damn bananas?
I don't know. I had two of my bananas. The rest of them disappeared.
From up here?
Yeah. We had like five bananas, something like that. And I don't remember having two of them. The rest of them just disappeared.
Well, I didn't eat them.
Well, Benny Puss doesn't like bananas, so it must have been, you know.
Now you're going to blame it on Fiona.
Yeah, it was Fiona.
It was Liz.
God, it was like it was Liz.
It could be Liz when she's sneaking over here eating bananas.
She literally said that she eats like a banana a day.
I like bananas, but not like that.
And she's craving it because she's pregnant.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
I don't
back
care.
To tackle, if you go back to our second episode, she said that.
Yeah. She did. She totally said it. I remember. I heard her.
I made a joke about it.
Oh, that's right. She did.
Kirsten said that's not good because she could get constipated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You better watch eating bananas. They can constipate your ass.
That's like last week when I walked downstairs, and as I was walking down the stairs, your mom's like, "That's gay." And I'm like, "Guilty."
Oh my God.
She was laughing her ass off. I don't care.
So,
I can't wait till we ride around in the car again and do my friends, pick up my drunk friends and drive in places and do the...
Oh, yeah, carpool podcast.
Yeah.
I want to do that, too. But
we'll pick you up. It's been shut down because of what's been going on right now. The governor's like, please don't have any type of meetings or events. Just stay home and...
I listened to
in your
that
own dwellings.
First episode of it, and I was like, man...
I like the idea of it, but of course you're not supposed to, you can't do it right now because of everything going on. So it's kind of been on hold. So when we bring it back,
I'll sneak over and we'll just park edition.
Carpool karaoke or
why don't
carpool
we do,
podcast the parked edition.
Why don't we do podcasts with our friends through their windows of their houses? We could just like go to their houses and like talk to each other through the windows and have podcasts through the windows.
Or we all each have a car too. We could all just sit in our cars and FaceTime each other.
Yeah,
that's true.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
We can do whatever we want.
And where there's a will, you're getting a bunch of money.
That made me sound like a millennial hardcore right there. We can do what we want. Like, oh my God.
I went to ShopRite today, and I looked down the toilet paper aisle.
Uh-huh.
Which was completely empty except for these boxes of corporate toilet paper that like companies can buy, like that are in cases.
Yeah.
So it's like single rolled like Scott's is, but it's like like these no-name brand type stuff that, like, not for sale toilet paper, and they're selling it for, like, however much a roll. And I'm like, why are they selling toilet paper that way? Like, I know we got our Angel Soft, and it was in the trunk of the car, and I'm looking at it now. It's safely in the bedroom in our domicile where we can protect it. Although I'm kind of second-guessing that because if the bananas came up missing, our shit paper's probably going to come up missing, too.
Oh, hell nah. They better not be taking our shit paper. Before this whole corona thing happened, I went to the store and got some shit paper. And we didn't even need shit paper. So I got it, put it in the trunk of my car, and said, this shit's staying here until we absolutely need it. Now we need it. But nobody be touching our shit paper because I'll bitch slap a bitch.
Kyla, you need shit paper?
Actually, I'm pretty good. We all stocked right up on some last week when we actually were able to really shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I want,
you know,
peanut butter fudge.
You can only buy one pack at a time. So the plan is that your mom and your dad need to go in separately and buy a pack. And then they come out of the store and you go in and you buy a pack. So then you have three packs. So,
oh, yeah, get this shit. You know how much a carton of eggs costs?
Going to the store anyway. So in fact, this coming week is my turn to go to the store. So.
Oh, taking turns going grocery shopping.
I went to the grocery store today. Do you know how much eggs cost?
How much do eggs cost?
For two cartons, $11.
$11 for two cartons?
It was $5.59 a carton.
We need to buy chickens.
Hey. They said limit one per customer, but I took two. The whole case was full of eggs.
I'll just steal
I'm
some
like,
eggs
fuck it
from work.
I'm fuck it. I can't get no ass paper, so I'm going to get all the eggs.
Ooh.
I'll border with somebody later.
I won't steal them. I'll actually just ask Brad. I'll be like, yo, can I just buy a crate of these eggs?
Like, damn, $11 for eggs.
Normally it's 99 cents for a dozen.
Yeah, like, or like at the most two something.
Yeah.
Like, holy fuck. That's a lot. So we are buying chickens.
Mm-mm. All right, these better be some bomb ass.
Yes, we are.
Eggs.
When
yeah,
I
they
buy
be
a
golden
house, I'm working on buying a house first.
I know that, but what I'm saying is we getting some fucking chickens.
My credit score jumped up.
It better be a goddamn farm. Because I'm about ready to get some fucking cows and pigs, too.
I want a goat.
Bah.
I want a nanny goat.
How about a bah?
Yeah, a sheep.
Yeah, I everybody knows what a bah is.
I don't know. If you're bat shit crazy... Might be a different kind of bat.
Your bat
might
shit
be
crazy.
A padded room. Pat.
You're a poop shit emoji. That's what you are.
You know what you are? A used tampon emoji.
Ew.
Blood clot.
Offensive. How dare you assume my blood type?
Your
my
blood type is
type.
Blood clot?
Yes. My blood type is blood clot. I don't know what came out of my mouth.
If you were reincarnated as a maxi pad, what would you want your brand name to be? If I, was... I want it to be Soak It Up. Soak It Up.
That's your motto. That's not your name.
I soak it up, you pull my string.
Just don't pull too hard because I might rip your thing.
And if it's pierced.
Ooh.
Ew.
Be careful down there. You rip it out, there's more blood for me to soak up.
Well, if it's pierced, it should not be that close to the hole where they put the tampon in.
Yeah, like, I don't know nothing about vaginas. I don't know, like, what holes what.
Oh, that's right. You're a platinum gay. Okay, yeah. So.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. The
I mean, I've seen them before. There's been times when I was younger and the only porn I can get a hold of was straight porn. And you kind of have to see it. But, like, ew. Like, what the fuck you do with that? I know it, like, it makes babies.
You put your dick in it until it squirts. Or you lick the little clit where they pierce it.
I've never went that way. I'm platinum. hiccups.
I'm platinum. You're funny.
I'm slightly above average.
Huh? We weren't talking about dick size. We were talking about you being funny. Ding, ding, ding.
What if when I'm dreaming... What if when I dream, I am awake? And when I am awake, I am dreaming. What if when I am dreaming, when I am not awake... About being awake and dreaming about being awake.
So basically, right now, we're actually sleeping.
Yeah, like, are we really awake right now, or am I dreaming some fucked up dream?
I feel...
Where I smoked way too much weed, and I feel like I'm going to throw up. You know?
I mean, we could one day wake up and we're in a... completely different place. Maybe that's what happens when you die.
But what if you don't die? What if you wake up?
Oh, good point. Very good point.
Like, I'm ready to hit the snooze button.
What if this is just all of this is just a big VR headset? And people are watching us live these lives. Through VR headsets.
I don't know. But like...
This is all...
Men in Black at the end when he opens up that door. And we're just marbles that an alien's playing with. What if it's like worse than that? What if we're a gas bubble inside the turd of some type of fucking alien that's just laying on the ground? And inside this little gas bubble is this galaxy that we're in. And that's all we are. It's just pieces of shit. We're just a piece of shit. He's a piece of shit. She's a piece of shit.
Life inside of a molecule. That's a good one. I mean, everybody that's going to listen to this episode is going to be like, you guys must have been high or fucking something.
I mean, we were, but...
Except for me. Minus me.
Because Kitty Puss and...
Fact, I was about to smoke.
And Miss Puss are not high. I didn't give them their catnip.
All right, so how about we wrap this up?
Yeah, because I'm hungry. I want to go make food.
Yeah, I'm pretty hungry.
Yeah.
Thanks, Doug.
I kind of want to make some cheese dip and some peanut butter fudge.
All right.
And some chocolate chip cookies. Oh, and I got pistachio almond ice cream down there. And you got your ice cream.
Yeah.
So we got snacks, snickety snacks, and snacks, and snickety snacks.
Snack time.
Plus, we can do a little front porch sitting and talk about motherfuckers that are driving around when they ain't supposed to be out.
Yeah. All right. So thank you for joining us, Kai.
I can name a few right now. They're out.
Yeah, they're at house parties.
I love you, Kyla.
I love you too, Doug.
Thank you for joining us.
Of course, of course. It was a pleasure.
Terry's voice is changing, but his breath still smells the same. He just farted.
I did not. All right, we'll catch up later. Love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
I love to love you.
So, let's wrap this up. Until next time, we love you all. Bye.
Goodbye.